climate change is a real threat, so why are so many people denying it? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jamie Goldenberg, professor of psychology and area director of cognitive neuroscience and social psychology at the University of South Florida, considers the psychology.
Hurricanes Helene and Milton were less than 2 weeks apart and among the most devastating in recent memory. Both storms quickly intensified due to record-high temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico. Still, many people deny that climate change is a threat. As its impacts grow more visible and destructive, how is this possible? One answer lies in human psychology, specifically in how we manage fear of existential threats. Terror management theory is a psychological framework that explains the lengths people go to deny death. In experiments, we often ask people to reflect on their own mortality. Immediately afterwards, they deny and suppress thoughts of death. But here's the rub. The unconscious mind lingers on the problem. And study after study shows that the way people defend against the threat is by clinging to belief systems that provide a sense of security. This suggests that individuals who buy into a belief system that conflicts with environmental concerns may, ironically, double down on those beliefs and reject climate change in order to psychologically manage the existential threat posed by climate-related disasters. A way to address this is to weave a solutions-focused narrative into the ideologies that people rely on for comfort. If we can shift the narrative from an apocalyptic battle that we are destined to lose to a moral and practical challenge that we can collectively overcome, it may be possible to confront climate change without triggering the existential anxieties that so often lead to denial.
That was Jamie Goldenberg of the University of South Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.